Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Football Friday's WIP Afternoon Show at 3 o'clock means Elliott Shore Parks. This call-in brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. So great to talk to you, Elliott. How you doing?
Doing good. Not only is it Football Friday, it's Cowboys week. So it's even better.
Oh, man, exactly you get
right.
It.
It's exactly right. You can feel it down there at the NovaCare this week. They know it's different this week.
That's sarcasm, isn't it?
Shush.
Yes, of course. They have many, many other things on their mind besides the Cowboys this week.
That's not good.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm like, hold on, that's not good.
The rivalry.
Got you.
All right, Elliott. As I like to do on Fridays, I just want to start off with some injury stuff. Cam Jurgens was cleared out of concussion protocol, was limited practicing yesterday. What do you think his status is for the game?
I think he'll play on Sunday. And it's a huge surprise to me. Normally, when a player starts a week with a concussion and doesn't practice on Wednesday, I don't think I've ever covered a player, frankly, that didn't practice Wednesday with a concussion and then played on Sunday. So obviously all concussions are different. Happy he made it through the protocol. And it's a big boost for the Eagles, because if there's one strength of the Cowboys defense, it's that interior line. So I do expect him to be out there.
He's wearing that big brace, man. It was just a 15-second clip that you posted. But, man, even in that 15-second clip, I was looking at it thinking, man, Cam Jurgens, looks like he's not moving around great. But, you know, it's different when you start playing.
Yeah, I think that's every Eagles offensive lineman this year. I mean, the only one that I think hasn't missed a snap this year is Mailata. And, you know, me and you know, obviously, and the people that listen from doing the show with him, he doesn't, I think, feel great this year. So they're all, I think, feeling the effect of last year. But yeah, Cam with the knee, he's had a back thing. So it's been a rough year for him.
Jalen Phillips was on the, I'm sorry, go ahead. Did you want to say something? I'm sorry.
No. I got nothing. Okay. I mean, why didn't everybody get the excuse of feeling the effects of last year?
You don't want to hear about it, you said? Sorry.
No, I'm just wondering why doesn't that should be the explanation for everybody's down year. They all feel the effects of last year.
Yeah, I agree. That's why
mostly
every player that was on the Super Bowl team last year is not having a great year last year. If you look on the defensive side of the ball, Jalen Phillips has come in and really helped them. On the offensive side of the ball, though, who would you say is having a great year? I guess Goddard. That's really just Devontae. Devontae's having a good year. That's a good one. I think physically along the offensive line, just like we talked about with Saquon, they're all feeling the effect of it.
The other guy popped up on the injury report. Jalen Phillips is on there with a shoulder or something. Is that just one of those things that they have to say? Do you expect him to play on Sunday?
Yeah, I expect him to play. Seeing him in the locker room this week, he's been out there at practice. I would be very surprised. I would be surprised if he even had an injury designation on the injury report, but I feel pretty confident he'll play.
And Willie Lampkin status for Sunday? Anything?
Well, that is the main topic at the NovaCare.
Yes.
But in all seriousness, they're getting pretty thin at the line. It's good Cam's back, but I don't think he's that far away from maybe being active on game day. Only one or two injuries away. So don't think this week, but maybe soon.
Elliot, what do you think is better for the Philadelphia Eagles as a whole, as a team, as an organization? They win on Sunday. They win 16-13. The offense looks the same. Can't run the ball real well. Can't pass the ball really well. Or they lose 41-37, and the offense is slinging the ball all over the place. Run the ball, passing the ball, offense looks great. What do you think ends up being better in the long run for this season of those two options?
Man, it's a great question, and I feel like every other year I might say the offense. But this year, I think they have to get that number one seed. I think it's so crucial for them getting back to the Super Bowl. Nick and Jalen have never won a road playoff game. If you look at the years the Eagles make the Super Bowl, it's almost always as that one seed. In fact, I don't think they've ever made it to the Super Bowl while winning a road playoff game. So I think getting the win, I get it. Like, if they don't play well on offense this week, I think it would be very worrisome. It is set up for them to play really well. But you could still have a few weeks there to try to get things together. I think every loss at this point is pretty tough. So I would say a win.
Welcome back to Reason and Logic.
Oh, man, I was hoping we'd disagree.
No,
I'm on your side.
I'm with you. I'm with you. No,
I guess the football guys know.
Yeah.
Very disappointing answer.
No,
Elliot's
a football guy. Elliot, a shocking turn of events for you in that you every week on social media you post, you know, a little grid of where each team is at every position, who's better.
Yeah.
And I looked and I saw Dallas Cowboys at quarterback ahead of Philadelphia Eagles.
Dak is ass.
A shocking moment, Elliot. Truly shocking.
Yeah, so I think if you ask me to rank the quarterbacks based off everything and resume and all that, Jalen is obviously still ahead of Dak. But going into Sunday, if I had to have one of the quarterbacks, I don't think it's much of a question. Like, you would rather have Dak. Dak is playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. That's especially true at home. I mean, at home, he's been unbelievable. The offense has been unbelievable. And Jalen is not having a good year. Not many players on the Eagles' offense are having a good year. So I still think Jalen, obviously in the hierarchy, belongs ahead of Dak, but anybody that's saying they'd rather have Jalen on Sunday, I think, is being a little naive in terms of how well Dak has played.
Against whom? Who's he playing
against
great against?
He's gone up against
the Raiders, the Giants, Washington.
Well, he put up 40 on the Packers, for what it's worth. I know it wasn't on the road, but he did put up 40 on the Packers.
And they lost.
They tied.
Oh, that's right. That was the tie game.
Yeah.
That was the tie game.
Yeah. Dak doesn't lose at home. So.
Well, he did last year.
Right. No, he did last year.
Okay.
Yeah. Not this year.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Dak's been unbelievable.
I just saw him lose at home to Arizona and Jacoby Brissett, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. And if it was.
How do you look at that game? How many interceptions did he throw in that game?
I'd have to go and look. But I know he has 21 passing touchdowns this year. He's leading the league in completions, leading the league in first down throws. The offense.
Empty stats, Dak. When it's a big game against a top opponent, usually curls up in the fetal position. Meanwhile, the other quarterback. No, you can put it in a regular season as well. Meanwhile, the other quarterback, and that Green Bay game was the second week of the season, I believe, and Green Bay ain't as good as everybody think they are. So
I agree.
I'm just saying, Dak usually doesn't show up in big games and win big games, nor does he play well in big games. Jalen does.
I agree with that. And if it was a playoff game on Sunday, I would rather have Jalen.
But is it not a playoff game for the Cowboys?
It's not a playoff game for the Eagles. If you want to talk about Jalen, like, it's a big game, obviously. Every game is big from here on out. But Dak has played better than Jalen this year. That's just a fact.
Yes, Jalen, well, no, he's put up empty stats. That's what he's done.
Well, what stats have Jalen put up?
I don't really care. Not 8-2.
That's the only stat that matters.
And against big and big games on the road, at home, Green Bay, Detroit, when people didn't think they'd win, they won.
Yeah, and he played well enough to win in those games.
Yeah.
But Dak has played better than Jalen has this year.
Mm. Well, you can have Dak. I'll take Jalen.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I think I wonder where the Eagles would fall on that. But, yeah, I will take Dak.
Why would the Eagles want Dak Prescott?
No, I'm kidding. They would
okay, now you said that. I'm just wondering. Like, what big game has he ever won? He's had talent around him his entire career. Top receivers, top running backs, number one offensive line in football. He had a great defense. Like, what has he done with it?
Yeah, and I agree. In the hierarchy, Jalen belongs ahead of him. But this thing I do is looking at who is playing better now. And Dak is playing better now.
You're rubbing my feathers with that. I bet the Eagles would think different. I'm like, why would they think different if they want to win a championship?
I think they would take Jalen. They would take Jalen.
Okay. I had to find something to argue with him.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Well, since we disagreed on the win, I mean, agreed on the win thing. Yeah.
Last thing, Elliot, and this is just a huge news out of the NovaCare facility, an award winner. Brandon Graham again wins the 2025 Pro Football Writers Association Good Guy Award.
Wow.
Now, do you think it's sort of cheap? Do you think that maybe BG came back just to win this award? He's only been back for 3 weeks. This is ridiculous.
When I heard about this, I also had the same reaction, but this is based off last year. My understanding is, I don't know why it's called 2025, but my understanding is it is not based off this year. It's based off last year.
Okay.
So I agree.
Well, so would he have won it if he wasn't playing?
I don't know. I guess he would have got it somewhere else. I don't know if we could bring him back to Chickies for a day. Yeah. But
What is the ceremony like? Are you little nerds gathered around his
Is it the media award?
Zach Berman dancing around his ankles?
Is it a media award?
You mispronounced journalist.
My bad.
Yeah. I think I won this award.
I'm sure you did. I mean, come on. The camera couldn't miss you back in the day, kid.
Yeah. Well, camera, microphone, none of it. They want to quote. They got me.
Elliot, you know, actually, one other thing, because I heard this is not a, you know, gotcha moment or anything. We played.
No.
This specifically is not. It really just conversation. So, I swear.
Elliot, we're not setting you up. We're just having a conversation.
We have our gotcha moment.
Would you put your back down?
Yeah, relax.
Yeah.
When yesterday, and this has been mostly an AJ Free show, but I do have to ask this because he spoke after the practice yesterday, and we played the audio, and we played three specific pieces of audio. I just want to play them real quick because I heard your reaction to it was a little bit different than Ike and mine was. So the first one was when they asked him about the Jalen stuff.
AJ, there was a report that there was some frustration from players on offense with Jalen Hurts specifically.
Ask me about Dallas. Thank you.
So if you couldn't hear it, he said, ask me about Dallas. The next one was, and you asked that question. The next one was, Jack, was it the Saquon one? Yes, here it is.
What would you say to, there's been speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were. What would you say to those people?
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either. All right.
And then the final one was asking him about other wide receivers.
Do you pay a lot of attention to what other receivers around the league do? Like, what makes CD so...
Nah.
Why not?
Gets me upset.
All right. So Ike and I heard it. We thought we weren't surprised, just our reaction. And Ike, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this. We thought the Ask Me About Dallas was about the best that we're going to expect him to do in that I don't expect him to stand up for Jalen, and him just not throwing fuel on the fire was the best we could expect. The Saquon answer was really him just, I don't think was insulting Saquon. He was basically just pointing out that nobody thinks that Saquon has lost a step. So that was that answer. And then the final one about him seeing other wide receivers, again, maybe not the best answer in the world, but like I didn't think much of it, but you felt a little differently.
Yeah. You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and C's apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, the Saquon thing, he obviously was not taking a shot at Saquon. That was a joke. I think the point he was making was, well, his numbers are down. Does anyone say Saquon's lost a step? Now, maybe what he doesn't know is people have been saying all year that Saquon has lost a step. So Saquon is certainly getting criticized too. My bigger issue was, I get what you're saying that, you know, he says, I only want to talk about Dallas. He doesn't throw fuel on the fire. And maybe that's the best you can expect. I think what's disappointing is that that's the best you can expect. I mean, Jalen has been, you know, ripped to shreds by these like reports. Now, I will say people have supported Jalen too, but he certainly has been criticized. And this was a really good opportunity for AJ to stand up for Jalen, even if he didn't mean it. Players say things all the time they don't mean. But imagine what it could have done for
him.
You know, but imagine what it could have done for the team and for this like distraction and all that if he would have said, yeah, I saw those reports. We all support Jalen in here. You know, we all have to be better. Like, even something little like that. So I just think that was a golden opportunity to support Jalen, and he passed on it. And I thought that was disappointing. And then the answer about, you know, he gets, I forget the exact phrasing, but he gets upset or jealous when he sees receivers around the league.
Yeah.
I know he's laughing through it there a little bit, and he was generally in good spirits, I will say, being there yesterday. But I just, we don't need another reminder that you're not happy that other receivers are getting more. You know, like we get it. Trust me, we get it. So I just wonder if you were Jeffrey Lurie and you watched that presser, if you're like, didn't stand up for Jalen, kind of reminded everybody he's not happy. Like, I don't know. I just thought there were a few missed opportunities there for AJ to change it. But you're right, he didn't throw more fuel on the fire.
I think I'm just at the point, maybe I'm at the point where everybody else was last week, where I'm just like, eh. You know, here's the thing with him and Jalen. I am only speaking from what I observe. I have no information. He does not like the guy. He doesn't like him at all. I don't know. You know, D-Jack said something, you know, person, whatever. Right. He just can't stand him. It's pretty obvious. And I actually thought it was maybe not more telling that Devontae Smith was given the same opportunity by John Clark, and he basically passed on it too.
I thought that was disappointing. I mean, even last year when this all happened, and then it was after the Panthers game, and then they played the Steelers game next week. And the first drive, Jalen threw a touchdown to AJ, and they did a celebration together, right? Like, I don't think that at that point it was some come-to-Jesus moment where they became friends again, but it certainly stopped the discussion from there on out. I don't really remember talking about it in any meaningful way.
Sure.
So I agree, and I respect the fact to you know, obviously to an extent that AJ is honest when he speaks, but I just think there's times where you get a question served up that you know what the best answer will be, and deciding not to do it feels intentional to me. So I agree. Think that was such they've had chances this week, Devontae and AJ, to kind of, you know, make it clear that they're cool with Jalen. Just passing on it, I think, just doesn't help.
We agree there. I guess I'm just sort of at the point where
I guess I just had low expectations. Yes. I didn't really expect
much.
Maybe
that's just where it is.
Yeah.
All right, Elliot, when do you fly out with fans of Philly to Dallas?
So I'm actually not out until tomorrow night because I have Go Birds Radio tomorrow from 1 to 3. But
Okay. Excited
to get down there. And I will say, I think those Kelly Green jerseys are going to look great under the lights of the dome where football is meant to be played.
There
so
it is
going to be an outstanding theater.
There it is. Okay. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Go Birds Daily is a must listen every day. Elliot, thank you as always. Have a safe flight to Dallas.
All right,
thank
bro.
You. Yeah. Talk to you guys later.
Yep.
There he is, Elliot Shore-Parris. I'm always just waiting for what is the thing that Elliot says that Ike will dive in on. And there was that one. Yeah.
Cause see, that's Elliot doing the double dutch on me with Jalen.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes you want to be with him and support him, and then you'll jump off of him real quick. So
the only thing that matters are wins and turnovers, unless something else matters.
I wanted to.
Well,
I like trying to pin him in a corner with his anti-Jalen takes.
Well, I think we made a strategic error with Elliot last week. Or last week or this week, maybe it was earlier this week, when we started pointing out the training camp stats issue. Because I think he wants, I think now he's invested in saying that Jalen is not having a good year, so it can reaffirm the training camp stats. And we shouldn't have pointed it out. And
no, we should have.
You think so?
Yeah, this is going to work out for us.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because he's going to switch back.
You think
at
so?
At some point,
okay.
Yes. He, listen.
He's a little B.
Yeah. I was going to call him a flip-flopper.
A little B. Little B works, too. Little B works. Jack, what would you say, Elliot? Little B or flip-flopper?
You can't just pin him down. Like, yeah. That's the issue. That's why the lie detector did its thing with
him. Slippery.
He's the buttons on Saquon's shirt.
Yes, slippery. Oh, and Saquon hasn't given him another opportunity this year. I would love to talk to Saquon and see if we can get another opportunity for Elliot to button his shirt. All right.
Put his cufflinks on.
Yes. 215-592-9494. You could only have one on Sunday. The offense goes off for 40 points. Eagles lose. The offense looks pretty much the same. Eagles win 16-13. What is better for the Eagles?
If they score 40 and lose on Sunday, that would be something.
It would be a riot. Yeah, it would be actually be hilarious. Coming up next, Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast, game day forecast in a dome. You know it'll be special. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Woo. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now.
Hey.
There's a tornado.
All right. Yeah. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
My favorite part about the song was
3:30 country.
She starts talking about the dive bars she goes to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure Beyonce.
A lot, yeah.
What a terrible song. I'm glad you played it, though. I hadn't heard it in a while.
Had to get everyone ready for Cowboys Week.
You know, it's the first time I've heard it. Kind of like it a little bit.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, Cowboy Carter, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind
that
one.
Did she do it? She sang it last year, right? I think she sang it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, she sang it somewhere
Christmas.
Live.
Yeah, she did it. It was in, it had to be Houston. Maybe it was Dallas.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, she's from Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Twitter question.
Football game.
Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of your dreams and on budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you view as more likely on Sunday? The offense struggles. The offense goes off. Offense struggles at 56%.
Well, nobody believes in the offense.
No. Yeah, 56% think the offense is going to struggle. 44% are lying. It is 3:30 on Friday, which means we are joined by the world's most accurate forecaster, per him, Tornado Shapiro. What's up, Tornado?
You believe it too, fella. I know it. Hey, listen, you're 8-2 with locker room turmoil. You've won nothing yet. Where are you going to go now? You're going to Jerry World. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Here, let's pick it up this weekend. Eagles fans descend on Dallas. Make sure you bring your blue chew. Not everything is bigger in Texas. Come on. Yeah, I spent some time down in Dallas on hit radio KCOW, the cow pie, throwing dung and making it stick since 1960. Yeah. I remember one time, you know, I dated a very physically active Texas weather gal by the name of Lonesome Lil. Lil was what you might call a cowgirl with very few inhibitions. She was up for anything, yeah. We used to ride the bull together.
Oh, you would do the mechanical bull thing.
Oh, no mechanical. This is a real bull from her dad's barn. Are you kidding me? Cute kid, though, Lil. She was once on the cover of Rustler magazine, you know, where they got those glossy photos where all the steaks are medium rare.
No, there is no Rustler magazine with pictures of steak in it.
There's so many stories from Dallas. You know, one night we were out at a hoedown, but there was no dancing. It was just a panic call. Hey, there's a hoedown. Call 911.
Oh, God.
We were at the Half Moon Saloon. It was me, Ike, Billy Bates, Cowboy Joe West, G. Cobb, and Rand Spear, the accident lawyer. We did so many shots. We were out till 2 a.m. chasing ambulances. Then it was me and the boys. We went cow tipping at an after-hours club. That's when I met Thick Thelma.
Oh, okay. Thick Thelma.
Suffering succotash. I'll tell you, she was no pushover. Rainy in Philly most of the day tomorrow. Flyers host the Devils 7 p.m. Make sure you wear your rubber.
It's inside. It's inside.
Wear your what?
Yeah. Be careful.
By the way, say what you want about the Dallas Cowboys, but their cheerleaders are always fun to look at. In fact, the last time I was down there, I had Stephen Jones clean my glasses so I could get a better look. Get up and close and personal with those pom-poms. Come on. Yeah, this seedy town, you know that. Did I ever tell you I dated Jack Ruby's daughter for a little while?
I did not know that. I don't think you've mentioned it.
Yeah, she was still trying to keep the old carousel club open. She wasn't much to look at, but she knew how to pull out a gun. Come on.
Weird one. Okay.
Well, are you talking about my most hated cowboy, Roy freaking Rogers? He couldn't hold a candle to Gene Autry, and you know it. Should have been Gene with the Autry burgers.
Wrong
this
Cowboys.
Week we got no lanes. Yeah, it's where he likes it.
Okay.
No lanes. No Lane Johnson this week. He's out with that Liz Frank injury. You know, I work with Liz Frank's sister, Fiona Frank. She was a weather gal out at KSOL, the soul of the South. She was easy on the eyes, but she'd keep you on your toes. Now, she had the bad foot, too, but I was the one who got the swelling. Come on. Sunday, sunshine. Sixers host the Heat at 1 p.m. 50-50 chance of Paul George.
It's inside,
and
though.
You know that,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, you got to walk to the game.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Pull that hat down. You know that that Fiona Frank gal, she's the same gal who took me to the Bounty Bowl back in 89. Then we went out after. It was me, Ike, Jesse Smalls, Seth Joyner, Seth Williams, William Frizzell, and Pete Cherokee, the Crab King. Jesse Smalls picked up another 400 hours for hitting Zendaya's car in the parking lot on the way out of the game. Seth Joyner got $200 for stealing his girlfriend. Get out. And then, of course, we had the Pickle Juice game opening day 2000. We were out at the Puss in Boots Lounge after the game with Deuce Staley.
Be careful.
That's right. It was me, Deuce, Mike Mamola, Mike Shad, Chad Hennings, Barry Switzer, and George W. Bush. You know, the waitress got excited because Deuce brought his pickle back. Did you ever do pickleback shots there, Spike?
No, I have not.
Then we ran into Cowboy Joe West at a bowling alley / country karaoke bar. Cowboy Joe starts running his mouth. He criticized Chad Hennings' girlfriend on her 7-10 split. Then they threw his fat ass out of the Balls and Strike Lounge. But it turned out okay. Me and Mamula both got a pony ride, and we got our faces painted.
Okay, no. Finish the forecast. Finish it.
Sunday, weather, partly cloudy, high of 58, going down to 44. There's a hole in the roof. In Dallas, they call it Jerry Jones' glory hole.
No, they don't.
Eagles expose Jerry in all his glory. You heard it here first. 50-50 chance of you playing my music, please. Tornado Shapiro.
0% chance right there.
Wow.
Yeah, the new thing for him over the last several weeks is giving the weather for hockey and basketball games that are in arenas. Indoor arenas.
Well, he has to. There are people walking to the game.
They are walking. He has a good
or
point.
Or driving.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Speaking of the Sixers,
so much there.
Big win last night for the Sixers. Go to 9-6. Maxi, career high, 54.
Wow.
That was pretty awesome to watch.
50 burger was nice.
Yeah. I thought it was a loss when I think it's Miles Turner hits that three, puts the Bucks up two with 7 seconds left. Maxi goes, gets fouled, gets to the line. Great, has done a better job on that this year, getting to the line.
He's finally getting a superstar whistle.
A little bit better, yeah. I think part of it is he doesn't really like play to contact, I think, at the rim. You know, he's so fast. He gets the ball up there or whatever. I read today he had 7 left-handed layups last night. He's a right-handed player.
Love that.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it wasn't all threes.
No, it was not all threes.
He only hit 6.
He was 6 of 15 from 3. Yeah.
Getting a little bit more with the mid-range game, too.
Yeah.
We're a mid-range show.
I love the mid-range.
Yeah,
game.
Come on, man.
It's the most art.
It is.
And Paul George, I look good, man. I don't know what to say.
He
had 21 points in 20 minutes. And the threes are nice, but the very first bucket of the game, he goes right to the hole, takes guy off the dribble. Got a little too fancy with a couple of passes, ended up being turnovers. But look, man.
He has to keep playing to get still a little rust there. What is it, only 3 games, 2 games?
Two. There was a second game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 3 months of practice.
Well, you're right. I forgot about that. He's been 5-on-5 for 2 months.
I think about this with the Sixers. To me, this year's Sixers team is like a process team that doesn't suck.
Yep.
It's like, you know, you got Barlow, you're watching Barlow, you're watching Edgecombe, have his good games, his bad games grow. You're watching, you know, Jabari Walker out there, all these, you know, young two-way players, all that kind of stuff. And even if Embiid doesn't play, it's like they've been out of one game this year. Yeah. The Cleveland game, they got smoked. That's the only game all year that they've gotten smoked in. Now, in fairness, they've only won one game comfortably. That was the Orlando game. But I don't know. Yeah.
They're scrapping.
They've been a fun watch this year.
And I'll tell you, being down 10 in the fourth quarter early, you know, I know I have sort of a confident feeling that they're going to come back because they've done it so many times this year. And this is the best thing I think Daryl Morey did. Putting this roster together. He admittedly made the mistake of wanting vets on the team last year.
Older guys.
Those guys don't want to play every night in the regular season. These young guys, first of all, they're young.
Yes.
They're capable. And so they want to play every night. They look forward to going out there to play. And that's how you win games in the regular season, really. And the regular season has to matter. So you got to have a good enough mixture of young talent out there to where they can bounce back from back-to-back games or 3 games in 5 nights and give you maximum effort. You got a team full of vets That's when you get the scheduled losses in there and teams that don't show up. So I think he put the right roster together so that you can at least have a competitive team every night in the regular season. But
Dominic Barlow's out there playing for his career.
Yeah.
Jabari Walker's out there playing for his career. You know?
They're all motivated, man.
Yeah.
Hell, Grimes is trying to get a bigger deal.
Contract, yeah.
Yeah, he tries to prove that every time he drives, too.
Yeah. He's not allowed to dribble. What I need out of him?
He's trying to show you more of his game.
Don't need more of it.
No.
An angel loses its wings every single time he drives to the basket.
Well, because he's going
to
turn it over. He doesn't know what he's going to do.
He's like Tobias.
Yes. He needs to be. You know what? Grimes just needs to be Danny Green. Just play defense, shoot.
And shoot, yeah.
That's it. I don't need you dribbling. I barely even need you passing. You know?
But he wants to show he's a complete player.
He's not.
But he's playing hard.
He's playing hard. He's playing hard. No doubt about it.
He's not afraid of the big shot.
No, he'll take it. Yeah. He'll take it. And McCain signs a life last night.
Yes, I thought so too. The two straight games. And he played both nights of a back-to-back. Yep. And I thought he is looking, physically, he's looking there. And they passed him twice last night. So that was nice as well.
They must have knew we were watching.
I had a couple of people tweet me and say, oh, they passed it to him. I'm telling you, it's a real thing. I see him and Maxi, a high five thing.
Yeah.
There's a little weirdness there. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely a little weirdness there. But last night was a step in the right direction.
Should we get Rossini on it?
Keep her away. No,
I don't need any of that.
Is she this generation's Josina?
Yes. Already. Yes.
Josina was a bigger problem, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Now she's a problem for somebody. Cleveland.
Cleveland, yes, yes, yes. Fighting for his life on a 3rd and 10 play.
Yeah. And Kate Scott had another one last night. She debuted one last night. Here it is.
Mbona, good interception there by Watford. Tyrese Maxey and the Sixers have retaken the lead here in the third quarter.
Buddy to buddy on that fast break. The steal by Trendon, changing ends and then finding his pal.
Some might say Trendon takes, Maxey makes.
There it is. Trendon takes, Maxey makes. Now, if you don't know what that is, if you drive into Trenton on the bridge, motto of Trenton is Trenton makes, the world takes.
Yep.
So Trendon takes, Maxey makes.
That's pretty good local thighs.
Yeah, she went deep in the bag
she
on that
did.
One.
I didn't know she had that in her bag.
Yep. I just need to find out if she has a list of them and she's just waiting.
It has to be a list.
And do you think it's written down or do you just think it's in the back of the dome?
Maybe a notes app.
Could be a notes app.
Yeah, and maybe she knows them, like she knows that they're there.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't fault her for writing them down.
I would write them down.
Yeah, I would write them down,
because I'd be worried I would forget them.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, and then you take a look at them, and that was, she's been waiting to use that one.
Oh,
right
she couldn't wait. Hey, you know, these long plane rides, it's probably all she does.
Yeah,
try to think of anything. Now, here's a dumb question.
I'm sure.
What does Trenton make?
Oh.
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glad we cleared it
up.
The
world takes it, though.
What are they taking?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know they're making it.
If you two don't know, I definitely don't know.
No. I have no idea. 215-592-9494. Get your calls right after. Jack's going to tell you how to take an appliance for your new kitchen.
Yeah. Listen, you're going to be
for your old kitchen.
You have 1 week left. Of the Black Friday mega sale.
Next, a whole week left?
Next Friday is Black Friday.
Okay.
The National Appliance Warehouse started it early, Spike. They said, screw that. We're not making you get up at 4 in the morning. You can come now to National Appliance Warehouse and take advantage of 40% off of appliances, over 100 brands, including Whirlpool appliances. So the Black Friday mega sale underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. You're getting the best prices possible on these appliances because of Tax-Free Delaware, because of Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, and of course, the Black Friday mega sale. Again, the right appliances, over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, they've got it for you, and on top of that, industry-leading service team.
The best
you
service
walk in,
team.
Treat you like family, greet you, and they're having a good time talking appliances. They'll get you hooked up with the right appliance. So,
and delivery and installation if you need it as well.
Whatever you need. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you. Apparently, Trenton makes a wide variety of products, historically being known for industries like ceramics, rubber, steel, and textiles.
Oh, okay. There you go. I didn't know that. Also, I thought of a country song you could use at 3:30. The one other country song I like.
Do you know Girl Crush by Little Big Town? Is that a country song?
It is, yeah.
I love that tune.
Really?
Yeah, that song's aces.
That song's not up my alley.
Well, it's not a 3:30 song, but it's a great tune.
Okay.
It's a 10 out of 10 tune.
Hey,
what?
Did you watch the Country Music Awards the other night?
No.
Come on, man.
CMAs?
Yeah.
Or did you watch them?
A little bit.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You trying to get ready for the Barefoot Festival?
I am.
I'm going to start working some church in.
No, and I'm trying to get, I don't know if you're playing up-to-date stuff or not. But the music that you're playing at 3:30.
Well, Cowboy Carter is up to date.
I know that one, yeah. Yes.
But I'm usually in the 90s, so I'm a little Alan Jackson.
More 90s country music.
Alan Jackson, Tim McGraw, George Strait. I haven't gotten Strait going yet. Every time I play it, I'm like, Spike's going to rip me for this. So
yeah,
I probably will. I was going to play All My Exes Live in Texas today by George, you know, because of Dallas, but I was like, he's going to make fun of me.
Yeah, I'll definitely make fun of
him. I could have played Amarillo by morning. Amarillo by my.
All right. We don't need you singing it at 3:44. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
That'll be tax free, Jeff in Wilmington.
Oh, there you go.
Tax free,
Jeff. I like that. Tax free. Yeah.
Hey, Ike, I feel for you, man. I don't, and Spike, I'm going to have to bust you a little bit here. Spike, or Ike, I don't know how you deal with these two numbskulls with this. We'd rather have an offensive performance and take a loss. Thing.
Yes.
Yep.
What kind of loser mentality is that?
It's not loser mentality.
Not loser.
It's about winning a
championship.
It's
for the greater good.
Yes.
The greater good is they're 8-2 and they're going to be 9-2.
And they're miserable at 8-2.
No, you are. You are.
See, they are.
You guys and your little fantasy football teams, and you don't get enough points because the Eagles players don't do anything.
That's not us, Jeff. It's them. I feel like I'm going insane. There have been weeks. Jeff, no. Jeff, I will admit to you that in different weeks, in last season or this season, there have been moments where it would be me or it would be Jack talking about the offense. The last 2 weeks, not us. Them. That's why I think the offense is better. Not for me, for them. Okay. Yes.
Well, how about this? How about they score 40 points and AJ doesn't touch the ball? Then what's going to happen? And they lose. Now you're just going to just throw an atom bomb and just blow the whole thing up.
But that's not what I said. That's not what I said.
No, but I know. But your premise is they score 40 points and everybody's happy that the offense works.
Well, it's not just AJ. It's not just AJ, though. It's not just AJ. It isn't.
No, I know, but that's the worst case scenario is they do score that many, and AJ still is mad because he didn't get the ball.
But it's not just AJ. But it's not just AJ. I keep saying this to you. It's not just AJ. It's not just AJ. It's not just AJ.
I know that, but he's the one making all the noise.
But he's not. He's not the one talking to Jeff McClain. Like, it's not just one person. It isn't.
He's the one that's doing it publicly. The others might not be.
Well, you don't think maybe they're not attaching their name to it, but it's certainly public.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Just give me a win, man.
All right.
Just
okay. All right. Fine. Who's your most hated Cowboy?
I'm going to have to go. This might be a little out of the box with DeMarco Murray because I didn't like him as a Cowboy, and I hated him even more when he came here.
As an Eagle, yeah.
He's almost like a most hated Eagle.
Yeah. But we knew he was a stinging Cowboy while he was here. So I'm with you on that.
Who's a more hated ex-Cowboy / ex-Eagle, Skandrick or Murray?
Oh, it's got to be Skandrick.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
DeMarco's sliding on that damn sideline.
Dude, he slid out of bounds, Spike.
Didn't he get Chip fired, though?
Yeah, he did contribute something.
He was the one that talked to Lurie on the plane, right? Yeah.
But also, Malcolm brought out a chair.
Remember, he brought out the chair because he didn't practice?
Yeah.
God, what a player.
We got to get Malcolm on at some point. I feel like he'll
be on next Friday.
Oh, well, is he?
Because he's going in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun. He would not have loved thank you for the call, Jeff. He would have not have loved the last 2 weeks in Eagles land.
No. I would agree, but he was here during the Wentz.
Oh, he was.
Era, so.
Oh,
well, that's actually a good point. Where is Santa?
I don't know where he lied and all of that, but he was here during that time.
Well, here is a question. So recently we were wondering where McClain was in all this. And when there's chaos, there's McClain, and McClain popped up this week. The question is, there's another person lurking in the grass.
Oh, Santa Laquito.
Where you at, Joe?
Joe's.
He's on like the boxing game.
Yeah, he seems like he's locked into boxing.
Well, he's always been locked into boxing, but look. Where's the tell-all, Joe? Yeah. Where's the tell-all?
Where's my Grim Reaper at?
Yeah.
when he enters the locker room.
Let's go back to those sources. Who is his sources now?
They might be one loss away from the Santa Liquida article. Might be the best argument for a win.
You want us to lose Sunday.
Yeah. That's a good point. might be the best argument for it, I think. The show cooks along on a football Friday. We have Jaws coming up at 4. Of course, you know, before the end of the show, we'll hear from Tommy down the shore. Are there no poems? Are there, you know, we find
eat
out.
Eat the gabagool.
Eat the gabagool. Maybe there's another. Maybe all or oil. We'll have that.
That might have overtaken eat the gabagool.
Yeah, that was
really
weird.
Oil
week.
Or all?
Or all? Is it oil or is it all? Is it foil or is it foil? I'm still a gabagoolsman, but oil or all is pretty big. And we find out if Hugh Douglas keeps the belt. It is a jam-packed show. Jaws joins us next. 215-592-9494. If you'd like to talk to us as well, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.